quite often they're investing in themselves. Can you imagine thinking about people not becoming customers, but actually joining your business? Now, I'm not talking about membership and subscription and Costco. I mean, those are all great business models. It's really more about a point of view of how we see what our role is. So what if we looked at every one of our engagements and said, how can we make our customers successful? I think that would be more like a membership organization.
Hi, this is Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, host of the Small Biz Chat podcast. I want to serve you. This pandemic has been so hard on America's small businesses and on just America in general. If you're ready to start your dream business, boy, do I have a great offer for you. I am giving away 1,000 copies of my best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. Over 100,000 people have this book. It has been printed in multiple languages around the world, and I wanted to find a way to serve America's small businesses in this pandemic. And so I'm giving away 1,000 copies of my book. All you have to do to get your copy is head over to beginmybiz.com/free offer to, you know, sign up for your copy. All you have to do is pay shipping and we will mail one out to you. I am so excited about this. I want to serve you. Grab your copy today.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, and I want to welcome you to Small Biz Chat Live. I'm America's number one small business expert, and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight because I have an amazing show in store. The Small Biz Chat podcast is a peer-to-peer interview show that gives small business owners a way to get invaluable insight and expert advice. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. Our goal is to give you small business advice and an opportunity to just hear from seasoned experts who are going to give you all of their secrets to business success so that you can take your small business to the next level. All right, it's time for me to introduce my guest, Mr. John Jantz. He's a marketing consultant, speaker, and author of Duct Tape Marketing, The Referral Engine, The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, and his latest book is The Ultimate Marketing Engine. He's also the founder of the Duct Tape Marketing Consulting Network, which trains and licenses independent consultants and agencies to use his duct tape methodology. For more information, you can go to theultimatemarketingengine.com. John, welcome to the Small Biz Chat podcast.
Hey, Melinda. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Of course. Of course. Now, listen, marketing has gotten really complicated, especially since the pandemic. Is it just all about online selling these days?
Well, you know, there's no question our online presence and all the digital channels have become extremely important. But I would say, no, it's not just all about that. There are a lot of great avenues that we can reach broader audiences. We can go directly to consumers where they live. But that old fashioned, you know, events, going to networking events, going to trade shows, doing things in your community, you know, still very important. We can use a lot of these tools to the online tools to supplement a lot of our face-to-face interaction as well. And of course, there are a lot of opportunities for people to start completely online businesses as well. But certainly marketing really hasn't changed that much. We are charged with getting people who have some sort of a need to trust us enough to give us money wherever that happens to be.
I completely agree with you. Now, you started your career as the duct tape marketer. I remember when your first book came out. Now your brand has evolved and you've got a new book called The Ultimate Marketing Engine, The 5 Steps to Ultimate Growth. All right, John, give me the 5 steps. What are they?
Well, so I'm still the duct tape marketer. And really, in a lot of ways, this new book is a bit of an evolution of, you know, my thinking about marketing, because marketing's evolved, you know, in the last decade. So I wanted to capture a lot of that under the new brand of the Ultimate Marketing Engine. So those 5 steps, and obviously we could spend more time than we have, you know, unpacking each step. So I'll go through them pretty quickly. You know, the first one is to map where your customers are today and where they want to go. I've created something I call the customer success track, which is really a way, I think, for you to look at, instead of just looking at our customers for transactions, really looking at the transformations that they really are looking for in their lives. And we can actually grow with them, mature with them, and keep them for life. The second one is to uncover the real problem that our business solves. Nobody wants what we sell. They want their problem solved. And we have to understand what that problem is so that we can then address it and let them know, hey, I get you. I understand what your challenges are. The third one, probably the hardest for some people to hear, is I ask people to narrow the focus to the top 20% of their customers. Now, there's a lot of great math and a lot of great philosophy around why 20%, but really what I've seen over the years is that most people's most profitable customers are somewhere in that 20% range. Now, the fourth step, and this is if I get any 2-star reviews at all, Melinda, for this book, which you know they're out there, it'll be because I waited till chapter 8 to tell people how to use their website and content and social media and email marketing, because all of these other steps ahead of those are so important so that those tactics can actually be useful. And then the last one is scale with your customers by serving their entire ecosystem. And this is essentially a masterclass in referral generation. I present 7 different approaches to how you should look at your existing customer base, their ecosystem, to actually grow with them as opposed to going out and constantly looking for new people like them.
I love it. I love it. All right. So you gave us the cliff notes, but now I want to dive in. So how do you attract your ideal customer?
Well, at the risk of sounding facetious, you have to know who they are. You have to know what an ideal customer looks like. And for me, you know, I already mentioned the idea of your most profitable customers, the ones that already refer business to you. If you can understand everything there is to understand about, obviously, the demographics of those folks, but also their behaviors, their beliefs, you know, that's probably the group you should be looking for more of. And one final filter I'll give you is, look at your current customer base and ask yourself, who do I provide the most value to the fastest? Because there is a really good chance that that is your ideal customer because they want to buy more from you because you're providing so much value.
I love that. Find out who you provide value to the fastest. And that's really that's who your niche target customer is. I love that. All right. Now, in your book, you say that instead of calling customers, that we should, in fact, call them members.
Well, so, it's really more of, I don't care what you call them, actually. It's really more a matter of a point of view, how you view them. You know, a customer buys stuff from us. A customer, you know, we try to satisfy. But when somebody joins something as a member, quite often they're investing in themselves. Can you imagine thinking about people not becoming customers, but actually joining your business? Now, I'm not talking about membership and subscription and Costco. I mean, those are all great business models. It's really more about a point of view of how we see what our role is. I start the book, The Ultimate Marketing Engine. I think it's paragraph 2, sentence 3 or something like that, that the ultimate marketing engine is a successful customer. So what if we looked at every one of our engagements and said, how can we make our customers successful? I think that would be more like a membership organization.
I love it. I love it. Now, I know that you somewhat emphatically claim that people don't want what we sell. That really isn't the point of marketing. So what is the point of marketing then?
So, you know, they need what we sell. That's the challenge, of course. So that's what everybody wants to talk about. You need this. But what they really want is their problem solved. I mean, I essentially sell marketing strategy. Nobody ever wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go get me some marketing strategy. You know, but they do wake up, of course, and say, how come I can't charge what I'm worth? Or what I think I'm worth? Or how come when I look at Google, my top 3 competitors are in that 3-pack or map pack and I'm not? I mean, those are the problems they really are trying to solve. So if we can let them know that we understand those problems, we get those problems, then we can start linking what we provide, our services, to solving those problems. And that's really how you get that customer's attention early on. Instead of talking about what we do, how long we've been in business, talk about the problems that we can help them solve.
I like that. I like how you're thinking about that. Now, I want to switch gears with you just a little bit, because I would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that there's still small businesses out here trying to dig out from the pandemic, right? I mean, we lost 100,000 small business owners, you know, and 20% of those were women, 50% of those were people of color, right? So there are people who are still trying to like make their digital pivot or figure out their new business model. And so I know that you talk about in your book how sometimes growth can come from good times, but then different kinds of growth comes from tough times. And I kind of wanted to talk to you about that, because there are some people that definitely won last year, but there are a whole lot of people who didn't. And so I think, you know, for my fans, I just want to make sure that we dig into some of that stuff too.
Well, one of the things that I certainly witnessed with my customers was that, you know, the some people were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, let's face it, they were in a tough industry. But I also saw a lot of my customers that not only survived, but they really thrived. And kind of the common thread was that they had spent years becoming meaningful in the lives of their customers. I mean, their customers did not want them to go out of business. We had a remodeling contractor that, you know, pretty much quit all their projects one time. I've told all their employees, you know, don't come in on Monday. And the emails that flooded in from both customers and employees were like, hey, you're doing the right thing. We're with you. We'll be here. One gentleman wanted to pay in advance for his project, you know, whenever you could get to it. And I think it just shone such a bright light on that idea that, yeah, I mean, it's always been true, but maybe we've gotten away from that a little bit of being important in the lives of our customers. Now, I do think that one of the positives, I suppose, that has really come out of the last year or so is that, you know, one of the real challenges to growth is being comfortable. And a lot of what happened we saw over the last, you know, year, 18 months, were a lot of people were shaken out of their mediocrity, were shaken out of their comfort zone, and really had their back against the wall. And I think that in many cases, when that happens, that's when you see some of the greatest innovation. That's when you see that entrepreneurial spirit of just, gosh darn it, let's figure it out and let's keep moving. So I do think that, you know, I don't have any magical answer for what people that are hurting, you know, need to do today. But I think that there is a real opportunity right now because people have never been more open to change. People have been dislodged. They've been run out of their routines. They've maybe lost their favorite suppliers or vendors in some cases. So, you know, there's some real opportunity to go grab business today if you're willing to hustle.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I've been talking with marketing expert John Jantz. Stay with us. We will be right back.
People always ask me, how can I become my own boss? With multiple features in the New York Times, Forbes, and on ABC News as America's number one small business expert, I know a thing or two about how to do it. Hi, I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, and I've been coaching small business owners since 2008. That's right, I've been helping small business owners plan for success since the last recession, and I'm still here reaching over 3 million small business owners a week online. I've spent the last 12 years compiling exactly what I did to become my own boss. I even broke it down into a 6-step system in my best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. Over 100,000 people in multiple languages around the world have this book. And due to the pandemic, I know people need help. If you're ready to transition successfully from being an employee into your own business, I'm here to help. I'm giving away 1,000 copies of Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months for free. All you need to do is pay for shipping. That's right, I'm giving away 1,000 copies for free. If you've always wanted to start your dream business, let me give you a roadmap to success. This offer will only be available while supplies last, and when they're gone, they're gone. Click on the button to grab your copy today.
Welcome back to the Small Biz Chat Podcast Live. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, America's number one small business expert. And I'm back here with my guest, John Jantz, and we're talking about all things marketing. All right, John. So I know that we were just talking about tough times versus good times, but here's my question for you. Can any business build a marketing engine?
Yeah, I mean, I believe absolutely. I mean, I think any business that really is going to grow and scale and thrive, that's probably going to be one of the significant aspects of it. However, how you do it, one of the things that I think is probably really challenging for many businesses today is that there's all these channels. There's all these places people talk about we need to be. There's all these formats of our content in every social media platform. And I think that what happens is people get very, very scattered and they try to be all places. And one of the real keys to understanding, you know, how to build a marketing engine or really how to scale it all or create any growth is to figure out what you're really good at, figure out your value that you bring to some select element of the market, and then go very deep, pick a channel where they hang out and go very deep there, commit to that, stay focused, you know, don't try to, you know, flit here, flit there, you know, really having a real good idea of who your ideal customer is and what it is that you do that nobody else does, what your value, what your differentiation is, really allows you to decide what not to do as much as what to do. And I think that that's, you know, it may not be the magic answer, but that's really where you have to start. Start simple, master one channel, and then add another one. Don't try to do it all.
I couldn't agree more. People are out here trying to do 5 and 6 social media channels, and it just doesn't make sense. You, first of all, you need to look at your Google Analytics and see what actually is driving traffic to your website. And then you got to figure out where your target customer is hanging out online, and you need to be there too. People are wasting time doing TikTok. If your fans are not, if your potential clients are not on TikTok, you do not need to be on
and
TikTok.
And especially if you can't dance. I mean,
Exactly. Exactly. So now you mentioned earlier that you want to be in a position to scale with your customers. Talk to us about how do you position yourself to scale with your customers?
Well, so that's actually the fifth step in the book. And if you follow the first step in the book, which is really to understand where your customers are today and where they want to go. You know, I talked about the idea that the ultimate marketing engine is a successful customer. Well, you can't make every customer successful. So you figure out that top 20% and you probably are, you know, they're profitable. They love you. They refer you. They're probably dying for you to say, here's what else I can do for you. So the first step is to really just focus on and discover how can you add more value to their life? How can you help them get to the next stage? That group is certainly going to be a group that is going to send people like them to you, more ideal customers. You can certainly take that group. And, you know, we've quite often worked with other professionals who work with our clients and ultimately together kind of synchronize to bring even more value to our clients. And we all then become a little referral network around our client. And then, you know, don't forget strategic partners, people who are non-competing businesses of yours that serve your ideal customer as well. A good customer might have 3 or 4 referrals, but the right strategic partner that you might meet through your customers could have 100 people that they could introduce you to. So there are many, many tactics that under that umbrella, but it really starts with a point of view of let's grow with our best customers as opposed to going out and getting somebody else to trust us.
What is the best business advice you've ever received?
You know, I probably repeat it all the time. And that is to figure out what not to do. I have a do not do list as much as a to-do list, because and some fashion of that is, you know, what I start my day every day with, I still do a to-do list. I've just done it for years, but the top of my to-do list, I call highlights. And there's 1 or 2 things on there that I don't do anything else till I get that done. And that really kind of came from that don't do list.
What is your favorite business app?
Currently it's Slack. We use it instead of email internally.
All right, John, favorite old school marketing tip.
My favorite old school marketing tip is to network, but don't network for clients, network for people who can send you clients. And so go out and meet people, find a way to add value to them, and they're going to want to talk about you.
Love it. Love it. Favorite business book you ever read? Favorite business book?
The Practice of Management, which was written by Peter Drucker in 1956, is a very dry, the pronouns are way out of date, but it really informed my entire body of work and my point of view, you know, going forward with duct tape marketing.
Listen, thank you guys so much for coming on the Small Biz Chat podcast. Thank you so much again to my guests. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. Listen, if you're still struggling to figure out how to sell online, head on over to smallbizladyuniversity.com. For the holidays, my signature course, How to Sell and Market Online, is discounted by 50%. Look, you're never going to get it this cheap, so you better go get it now. From now to the end of November, we're going to be offering it for $497. So head over to smallbizladyuniversity.com and check it out. With that, I always tell you that you never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. Goodbye, everybody, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.